back with our summer road trip. Honey stopped the car. So you're driving along, spot something, and decide to pull over. Might be the statue of a local hero. Sometimes you'll see them perched on a horse. Or as NPR producer Cindy Carpian discovered on a drive in Northern California, sometimes the hero is a horse.
My eye caught the stone monument, and in a blur, what looked like a wagon wheel half embedded in the top. I made the U-turn with the refrain, "This better be good." And all I could say is there was no disappointment with Old Joe.
Old Joe was a stagecoach horse that was killed here at this spot on July 3rd, 1901, in a robbery attempt.
Old Joe wasn't just any horse, says Dennis Clifford. Old Joe was the much-beloved horse that children treated with apples along this California stagecoach line. Clifford is a blacksmith and history buff who grew up in the Sierra Nevada foothills where gold was discovered at John Sutter's Mill in 1848. This 40-mile road that runs between two major canyons was developed out of necessity during the gold rush.
And it's about 10 miles of climbing before you get to the area where it flattens out. And this is where the horses were always tested, and so were the drivers.
And the passengers held on tightly to their seats. But no one knew the route better than Old Joe.
This is one of the reasons they felt safe when they got in the stage. And Old Joe's here. We know we're going to be okay.
But not if someone is planning a robbery. Now, Dennis Clifford, we are standing here 110 years later to the day, July 3rd, when Old Joe met his demise. And you could almost imagine, in this hot July sun, the stagecoach approaching, climbing toward the town of Forest Hill. Now, what happens next?
Well, at this point, the robber steps out, shotgun leveled at the stage, and yells, "Halt!" At which point, the driver stops the stage and says to the robber, "You must be fooling." He lowers the shotgun and kills poor Old Joe. And it took years for people up here to get over Old Joe.
And harder still, that the perpetrator was never caught. Maybe that was a good thing.
He certainly would have been hung had he been found.
And all for $70. The Wells Fargo strong box wasn't holding gold bullion on that day. Old Joe's monument sat in the same place alongside the old route for almost a century. In the 1990s, the Forest Hill Road was widened. Old Joe's remains are now under it. But he got a new, bigger monument less than 100 feet from the original, where the Forest Hill school bus used to make a stop.
This was the only big attraction except for the mailboxes.
37-year-old Shante Warlick waited for the school bus every morning by the old Joe monument. At 3.5 feet high, it was perfect climbing for elementary schoolers. Now it sits just to the side of the new one, and out of habit, Shante brushes the dust from the old marble plaque.
We felt like we knew him. There's this poor horse, and he's going along about his business, and some robber shot him. So we took it on ourselves as kids to take care of him. We would keep the weeds cleared from around his headstone and sit and talk with him. And how's it going, Joe? When we showed up in the morning, he was like our faithful friend that was always here every day for us.
And even though the school bus doesn't stop by the monument anymore, someone does come and paint the wagon wheel every year. Gold, of course. Cindy Carpian, NPR News.
You can follow the NPR summer series, Honey, Stop the Car, at npr.org.